where Rachel had no children, and but she was the favorite wife of Jacob, and Leah just was prolific. She just had one child after another, and this is a situation. Jacob loved Rachel more than he did Leah, and here in this situation, too, Elkanah loved Hannah more than he did Peninnah. But boy, I'll tell you, Peninnah was just bringing forth children, and Hannah was very distraught because in those days, to identify as a woman, you had to have children.
Your value was placed there.
That's right. Your value was placed there.
And not only that, it was also their social security for their old age.
Mm-hmm.
The children were to take care of the parents. If you had no children, you were in a real fix when it came down to the end of your life.
That's right.
You didn't have anybody to primarily care for you and look out for you.
So as they came up to, for a yearly sacrifice to the Lord, she was praying with bitterly, and she was saying, "Oh Lord, if you will indeed look on the affliction of thine handservant and remember me." Now, she called it an affliction that she didn't have children. "And not forget thy maidservant, but will give thy maidservant a son. Then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head." Now, Eli, who was the priest here, thought she was drunk. And so you can tell that he wasn't really into the Lord's things, because he would have realized this woman was praying to God if he was really a great prophet that God, you know, that he needed to be. But she told him, "O Lord, I'm a woman oppressed in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord." And then Eli, when he heard her prayer, said, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him." And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." And she went away from Eli's presence, and it said her face was no longer sad. Here was a woman who thought, you know, God's going to answer my prayer, and so I'm just going to praise him and praise him. Now, she didn't see the manifestation yet, but she began praising God. Her face was no longer sad. She knew he was going to answer her prayer.
You know, in verse 17, Barbara, there's one of the ways of God, and it says, "And Eli answered and said, Go in peace, may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him."
Mm-hmm.
Here is a man who was actually walking in sin,
mm-hmm.
but there was an anointing on the office.
That's right.
And he spoke for God. And folks, I want to tell you, you got to be real careful when you come against a man or a woman of God, when you get focused on their personal life or their private life, and you no longer receive from them. You may be missing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so be careful what you do about the anointing. You need to praise God for the anointing. If there's an anointed office in your church, on your pastor, on an evangelist or a teacher, you need to respect that anointing. Because here this woman did, and she got what she wanted from God.
That's right.
And she went away praising God.
She did. But then when she had little Samuel, oh, this is so precious. And as a woman, I just can't relate how she sacrificed here.
Well, you can get
but
into this.
This was her sacrifice.
Right?
Well, but my children also. This was her sacrifice of praise, Darren. Not that she conceived a son and had him, but this sacrifice of praise was that she gave him to Eli. She took this son after she weaned him, and she took him to the temple, and she gave him. She kept her promise. She gave him to the Lord.
He was probably about three.
Yes, when he was weaned, and she stood before the Lord and before Eli, and she said, "This is the boy I promised to the Lord," and she left this precious little boy with him. Oh, that tears my heart out. Then she sings a song of thanksgiving, not when she had the baby, but when she gave him up. Darren, I hope those of you who are listening today realize that as you give up the very first fruits, the best that you have to God, he's going to bring more to you. But she says, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides thee, nor is there any rock like our God." And she went on then, after she gave her first fruit to the Lord, her son Samuel, she went on to have other sons and daughters. Praise his holy name.
It was like God opened her womb.
That's right. But she had to give her very best to God in praise and thanksgiving.
Now, what precious woman in the New Testament quoted part of her prayer?
Mary.
Mary.
And, well, do you know something? We don't have enough time to do all this
really
in one tape. So we're going to have another tape on praise and get into the New Testament. Oh,
amen.
So full. So we're going to do that in the next a few weeks here so that we can get a we'll set to out. You, a we'll two-tape set on praise.
Amen. Well, let's praise the Lord as we wrap this up here.
Oh, hallelujah.
Father God, I praise you that there's so many quotes in the New Testament. Mary quoted Hannah's prayer. And Lord, they're just quotes over and over and over in the New Testament because the men knew, Father God, the Pentateuch, they knew at least the first five books. Yes. And Lord, they often quoted because there was so much wisdom there. Lord, let us know the Old Testament so we can know your heart, so we can really praise you. Father God, today we praise you for this marvelous opportunity to teach your word and watch people grow. Father God, we praise you that your word is powerful and stronger than a two-edged sword. And Jesus, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change.
No.
And what you were in the Old Testament and what you were in the New Testament, you are today to us a living Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood, being the Lamb that was slain to take away the sins of the world. So we didn't have to go once a year and drag an animal over there to the temple for a sacrifice. We can sacrifice, give a sacrifice of praise any day in your powerful name, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for teaching us to praise you as you want to be praised. Amen.
Amen. And we love all of you, and we wish you the very best, and we'll see you on the next tape. We're looking forward to this.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to say this is tape number one in our praise series. It's Darren in Denver, box 37367, Denver, Colorado, zip code 80237. Pray for Darren and Barbara. Write to us. Become partners with us. And believe me, we want you to be blessed beyond all measure.